The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, April 14, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel announced that he will participate this April 14th in Santa Clara City in a women's meeting for nonviolence against gender. On his Twitter account, the Cuban president highlighted that much has been done by the revolution on violence against women and that much battle is still to be fought. He then invited all into this battle. He also detailed that he is in this central territory as part of the visit of the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba. On the same social network, the General Secretary of the Federation of Cuban Women, Teresa Amarelle, thanked Díaz-Canel's participation. She also expressed that with his reflections and the voices of women from that region of the country, a process of debating the communities on gender violence will begin in the nation. The Cuban Minister of Education, Enelsa Velázquez, ratified Cuba's commitment to assist Honduras with the programs requested by executive in education. The minister of the Cuban Ministry of Education gave a broad explanation to President Xiomara Castro about the progress of projects that count on Cuban technical advice, such as the Yes, I Can teaching method. During the meeting, the Cuban minister thanked Honduras for its position in international forums against the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba. Velázquez described as very fruitful the exchange with the president, as well as those held with the President of Congress, Luis Redondo, and other ministers such as Foreign Minister Enrique Reina and the Minister of Strategic Planning, Ricardo Salgado. The meeting occurred in an atmosphere of friendship, solidarity, and mutual understanding. Prensa Latina Survived is one of the conclusions reached by U.S. historian Renata Keller in her research on the role of this media outlet and the attacks it received from the United States and its allies. The news agency received, as courtesy of the author, the article, "The Revolution Will Be Teletyped, Cuba's Prensa Latina News Agency and the Cold War Contest Over Information," in which he made journey from the background and creation of this journalistic institution, making emphasis on the United States' interest in its disappearance. The research was supported by an extensive bibliography that included official documents from the U.S. government, among others, some from the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and the Department of State, statements by officials, politicians, and personalities, analysis by experts from the two nations, facts, attacks, legal actions, books, and interviews. Prensa Latina survived, expanded, and even flourished, she pointed out in her conclusions, adding that in a way, survival alone could be considered a victory, while demonstrating the ability to resist numerous attacks, which she described as impressive and unprecedented. China donated a group of construction equipment in order to face the drought problems in Cuba, reported the country's National Institute of Hydraulic Resources. The official note specifies that such aid will improve the water supply, the cleaning of pits, the unblocking of sewers, as well as the conditioning of the sanitation brigades of the hydraulic resources system. The project, in turn, will benefit the population of the country's provincial capitals and other urban and peri-urban communities with more than 300 inhabitants. Since 2014, this initiative began to be managed. The supply list was conceived, and in September 2019, the exchange was signed. This project will benefit around 4 million people. The Cubasol Business Group is preparing its facilities and products for the International Tourism Fair FIT Cuba 2023, which will be held from May 1st to 5 in Havana and will have a wide representation. According to Cubasol's vice president, Liubel C. Perez, among the actions are an extensive program of improvements and the restoration of all the units of the Palmares Company in Havana for a better preparation of its product for the fair. The board of directors pointed out that they are focused on rescuing emblematic restaurants while working on the recovery of the city's nightlife after the COVID-19 pandemic and improving the network of stores of the Caracol chain with the launching of new products by the company Marlin dedicated to nautical activities. Nautical options such as diving initiation course and the diving courses adopted for people with some limiting situation, in addition to the relaunch of the Tarara product, are also among the proposals that will arrive for the appointment at the beginning of May. And in the international agenda, we have that the Oversight Commission of the National Assembly of Ecuador will convene to hear the request for new evidence related to the impeachment trial against President Guillermo Lasso, accused of embezzlement. In this Friday session, Assembly members Bruno Segovia, Fernando Villavicencio, and Combs Cordova will present requests for evidence related to the case, which will enter a new phase next week with the appearance of witnesses. This week, the prosecution took documents and requests to the commission for 12 people to attend the legislative table, where they must demonstrate that the president was aware of irregularities in contracts between the state-owned Flota Petrolera Ecuatoriana and the Amazonas Tanker Company. Following the procedures that could lead to the deposition of the ruler, President Lasso and his defenders have until April 16th to present their defensive arguments. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan National Assembly unanimously approved a draft agreement to categorically support the policies, plans, and programs of President Nicolas Maduro for the territorial defense of Guayana Esequiba. The document was presented by Deputy Germán Escarra, head of the Special Commission for the Defense of the Territory of Guayana Esequiba and Territorial Sovereignty, after last week the International Court of Justice ruled on the case. Escarra recalled that almost 160,000 square kilometers were stripped off from Venezuela and assured that will not cede any space in the national territory. We're going to continue defending the homeland so as not to lose a millimeter of our space, he emphasized. The constitutional lawyer remarked that Venezuelans must maintain a firm and inviolable position in this regard and commented on the unusual speed of the International Court of Justice when notifying today that on April 8, 2024, Venezuela must answer definitely what would be the debate background on our rights. The International Court of Justice unanimously determined on April 6 that the preliminary objection filed by Venezuela on the dispute it has with Guyana over the Essequibo territory is admissible. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.